Hello there, stranger. Fancy seeing a human here after so long. You've come for my pot of gold, have you? But you can't just take it. Now, where would the fun in that be? That whole story of people following the rainbow and getting a free pot of gold out of it? Yeah, hell no. That's not how it goes, sweet cheeks. You humans and your stories are just too funny. If you want my pot of gold, you're going to have to give me something in return. Tell me, do you have anything to offer me, human? That you definitely don't look like the type to have enough human currency to offer me anything of physical value. But I'm sure there must be something you can offer up, though. After all, you did come all the way here, and it'd be a shame to return empty-handed, right? I know what you can offer me. You see, I've always had a certain fondness for you humans. I think your kind is quite cute, if I'd say so myself. What do you say? Do you want to get lucky, human? Well, more than you already have, that is. Good boy, good boy. I do have to let you know, though, I prefer my partners below me in status. I like them submissive and breedable. If that sounds all right to you, you and I could maybe have a bit of fun in exchange for this entire pot. Of course, one round wouldn't be enough, right? That just simply wouldn't be fair. No, no, no. You'd have to be here for quite a while. How does one round per coin sound? I think that's fair. Wouldn't you agree, honeypot? Not to worry, though. I can conjure us up quite a comfortable shelter. You'll have everything you need. Any type of clothing you want. Internet, computer, whatever you desire. And I'll give it to you for free. You can also leave at any point. Like, let's say that after one round, you decide to go. I will 100% allow you to leave. There are no strings attached here. Anything for my new friend, right? That I want you to feel comfortable here. want you to be soft and tender for me. That I just simply don't enjoy it when you humans are stressed. It's not fun. So, you'll get to relax and enjoy yourself while you're here with me. I'll take care of you and pamper you. And when the need arises, you'll keep me nice and satisfied. Let me show you what I mean. Feel free to take a seat and get comfortable, honey. That I made this place perfect for you. That I read your mind the moment you arrived here, so I know a lot about you. Don't worry. I won't do it too often. That I like being surprised. Although, I don't think I need to read your mind to know that. You don't really want to sit on a chair, do you? Would you like to sit on my lap? Come here, honey. Sit on my lap like the good boy you are. Good boy, good boy, good boy. Now that I can get a closer look at you. Yes. You're quite cute indeed. As I mentioned before, I may find humans cute, but I think you certainly take the cake even within your own species. So why don't you let me have a taste? That I bet you're delicious. And I was right. Quite the addicting flavor, I must say. Did you like my kiss? Did you like the way my lips tasted? I bet you can feel it tingling throughout you. Then I can sense how excited you are, how happy you are. Are you happy about the gold? Or are you happy about me? I wonder if you'll even want to leave by the time I'm done with you. Oh, and Jesse, wait. If you think that feels intense, just wait till I peg you. Believe me, you'll never be the same way again. You You'll become hopelessly addicted to it. And it'll be very cute to see what you'll be willing to do for me to peg you again. Even if you do decide to go back to the mainland, you'll probably be thinking about it every day. And you'll constantly look for a way to satisfy that itch. But nothing will do it. Nothing will be able to please you like I do. You might even end up coming back. Now you wouldn't be the first. Your reactions were so cute. I'll have you know that the more that you submit to me, the more that you debase yourself for me, the better it'll feel when I'm inside you. And I can easily see that you seem kinda into the idea of getting pegged, human. Are you excited about the prospect of submitting yourself fully to me? Good boy, good boy, good boy. I love how experimental you humans are. I'll make sure to fill you up all night and day. You might even forget about the passage of time as multiple days just go by in a flash. I can't wait to make you scream my name, human. The pleasure I'll give you is going to send you right over the edge and break your cute little brain. Oh, don't get nervous now. I'll make sure to take good care of you. If you end up turning into a blubbering mess. I'm going to tire out that cute little body of yours again and again and again till you're molded in my shape. You're going to become my lucky little clover, you know. But there are multiple ways to entertain me and satisfy me. Like, for example, if you were to get on the floor right now. That's right, good boy. Look at me, Clover. That's what I'll call you from now on. Tell me, what do you see before you? I want to hear it loud and clear. A goddess. Your mistress. Your owner. Your blessing. Good boy, good boy, good boy. All those are correct. You're a very lucky person, Clover. But don't forget that luck goes both ways. So if you ever misbehave, I'll make sure to curse you for the rest of your life. Do I make myself clear? Good boy, good boy. And do you know what good boys get? They got rewarded. Open your mouth for me, Clover. That's right. Stick out your tongue for me. You look so cute. I love the way your face feels. It's so soft and delicate. Do you like the way my fingers feel as they trail across your face? Nod to say yes. Wiggle your head sideways to say no. Good boy, good boy. Now for your reward. Tell me. Do you like the way my fingers feel as they trail along your cute little tongue? So cute. Now, honey, I want you to suck on my finger. Come on. Enjoy the feeling. Enjoy the taste. Savor every second of how it feels to have me deep inside you, pressing on every single nerve you have. Tell me, Clover, do you feel a tingling sensation on your tongue? Yes. Good. That's magic. A particular magic that is changing you. Making your body more resistant. That I want to be able to have fun with you. So, I need to make sure your body has enough stamina to keep up the pace. But it does come at a risk of breaking your cute little mind if you're not capable of withholding it. Don't worry. You're one of my favorite humans I've ever come across. So as much as I would love to have you drooling as a cute little dumb toy, I won't let your mind go completely numb. Unless you'd like that, of course. I could. But I think your body is ready now. So you can let go of my fingers, honey. Did you enjoy the experience? It's like a drug, right? Good boy, good boy, good boy. Now, are you ready for the main course? Then I know that I have been waiting patiently for it. But don't worry, I'll make sure to be gentle, for your first time at least. Since you are already on your knees, I think a good place to start would be seeing how good you are at worshipping a big, juicy cock. Come on. No need to be all shy now. That I bet you already felt it when you were sitting on my lap, like the good little bitch you are. I could sense how turned on you were by it. So come on. Like you did with my fingers. Stick out your tongue. And take it in your mouth. Like the good little slut you are. Do you like the way it tastes? Good. Because you'll be tasting a lot of it every morning. I expect you to worship it properly, to give it all the love it deserves. Make sure to kiss the hand. Yes, good boy. Now use that tongue of yours and lick the shaft. Come on. Good job, little Clover. But into your mouth and shove it deep in there. Let me grab your head. I'll help you keep a good pace. You suck on my cock with the good cock hungry whore that you are. Come on. Moan louder for me. If your mouth feels this good, I can't wait to feel how it's going to be when I fuck you. God, keep going, keep bopping your head up and down like that. You're such a natural cocksucker, aren't you? You must really love the taste. In that case, when I come, you better swallow, okay? You better take it all into your little slutty mouth and swallow it whole. You'll do that for me, right, Clover? You'll be a good little slut for me. And you'll show me how devoted you are to pleasing me and to worshipping my cock. Yes, yes, take it all into your slimy little mouth. God, you know, you look so sexy with cum all over your face, but open your mouth for me. I want to make sure you swallowed it all. Good job, good job, good job. I feel so proud of you, my little Clover. But now, for the main show, bend over for me, honey. Get on all fours like the slutty little bitch you are. And beg me to fuck you.